314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Well, go ahead. Do us all a favor.
Is that Lauren?
Yeah. She's kind of upset.
I'd be rich. If I was the man I was 5 years ago?
No, that's something we don't want to talk about.
At my feet.
Surgery.
On the sunny side of the street.
She was Lawton Bryan. Mr. Lawton.
Lawton?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 5 years ago.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to talk.
Yeah, you probably said too much.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 24th day of September, and what happens here on this show is we show up, and I'll have a joke usually in my head. I actually don't have one today. I'll think of one in the next hour, and I usually have the joke I want to tell, and then we just sort of go with whatever it is anybody thinks the rest of the listening world would like to hear about or talk about. So I get in here today, and I know nothing about this story, but Dan proceeds to tell me a story, and I don't know what other category to put it in except extreme bullying. And I know that some of you who don't have kids may think, I've heard enough of this bullying thing. Well, you know what? You're excused, because we haven't talked about it enough. And if you had a kid who was bullied, or if you've ever been bullied, then you'd realize we can't talk about it too much until we figure out a way to send a very powerful message to these little monster brats who don't seem to have any compassion for kids who are different. And until they get a message, and a strong message, we're going to have to keep talking about it. Now the story I heard about, I don't know anything about, but I have somebody on the phone who does. It involves a high school girl here in the St. Louis area that was Pacific.
Yes, yeah.
And I have her dad on the phone. And it's okay if I mention your full name, isn't it?
Yes.
Ricky Lee Tanner, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Tanner, nice to meet you on the phone. I don't know you. I don't even know this story, but what I heard about it, just a little I heard about it, infuriates me, and I have to explain why. Sometimes there are things in the news and stories in the news that we hear about, and that's too bad, and we move on, and it doesn't really strike a chord. This one does with me because of something that happened to me in school that I have never, never talked about on the air. I've never told the story. But it was the worst single day of my school life, and it was a day that I was set up to be humiliated and made fun of at school, and so when I heard this, I thought, all right, this one we're gonna dig into. Now, take me. First of all, your daughter is how old?
She's 15.
Okay, your daughter is. How would you describe your daughter? Is mentally challenged, or what makes her different?
She has social disorder, and she's, you know, ADHD. I guess, you know, a lot of people would, you know, that are around her might think she's a little bit, you know, strange. But, you know, what I see is I see that she sees the world in a beautiful way, and she sees things that in a way in which I wish the rest of the world could see things.
And this is the way I've always felt about Down syndrome people. They're always happy, and they love everybody, yet they're the ones that get ridiculed and made fun of as much as anybody because they look different and they act different.
Right.
So you kind of put her in that category. She loves everybody. She doesn't hurt anybody.
Right. I mean, she thinks of everybody as her friend, unless they give her reason not to.
So she's trusting and naive and oblivious to the real world, meaning the real world is cruel. And it's,
right.
it's full of cruel people, especially kids. Kids can be really, really mean. Now, all I know is that your daughter was nominated, or was she voted homecoming queen? Let's start there. What happened?
She was nominated for homecoming court.
Okay, and what does that mean, homecoming court?
I guess to be eligible to be the homecoming queen.
Okay, and when we say that, the initial reaction is, "Hey, you know, good for her." But it's
right.
not as it seems. This is a setup, and this was done to deliberately humiliate and make fun of your daughter. Correct?
Right, and because when she came home and she told us, and you know, I hate the way this sounds when I say this, but she doesn't have friends at the school because, you know, she doesn't call anybody on the phone. Nobody's calling her. You know, she's not getting invited to birthday parties and things like that. And we've been in the school district for 7 years, and that's never happened.
And that has to be very painful for you and for her.
Right. Well, and it's just, it's part of who she is and you know, her social disorders. She's happy with the way things are. That part has never bothered her.
Okay.
And so when she came home and told me this, I instantly, you know, red flag was raised that, you know, something's going on here.
Now, what did she tell you? She came home from school and said what?
She came home and she said, "Daddy, I got nominated for homecoming court today."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Really? Well, tell me more about that." And she said, "Well, that means I'll be up against, you know, some other girls, but I might, you know, get to be the homecoming queen." And like I said, instantly the red flag came up for me, but you know, you don't want to dash her excitement when she comes up and tells you. So I said, "Well, that's great, baby, and you know, I'm happy for you."
Now, you just take us through the rest of the story, because this is about where I have to bail. This is all I know. I do know that it takes an ugly turn here. Just take me through it step by step as it happened.
Well, so, you know, her mother and I both start investigating the situation because, you know, obviously we want to make sure that if somebody has a bad intention here, that we get in front of it and stop it. And so, you know, because there's only two ways that this story can go when you're nominating someone under these circumstances. You're either nominating them to be this brilliant, uplifting, you know, heartwarming story of community you know, how great people can be.
Right.
Or you're going the complete opposite direction and of how cruel and vicious people can be.
Correct.
And so, you know, we're like, well, we got to get to the bottom of this and figure this out. And so we start calling some other, you know, parents and contacting, you know, that we know have kids in the school. And they start, you know, asking their kids and what's going on. Then kind of we start getting these like anonymous emails and stuff through my website that are telling us that, you know, that she was nominated as a joke. And then, you know, more start coming in telling us that not only was she nominated as a joke, but they plan to publicly, you know, humiliate her.
Now, why would these emails have to be anonymous? If somebody is standing up and doing the right thing and saying, "You need to know," why would you want to be anonymous to do that?
Apparently, you know, they're not wanting their names attached to it, afraid of the backlash that could come against them from the people that set this all in motion.
And right there, there's a sad state of affairs. Nobody wants to step up and be the good guy because of the backlash that comes from doing what's right. That's twisted right there. Go ahead.
And so where we've gotten so far today, even more information keeps coming in. You know, today we were told that it was instigated by a group of mean girls at school that started the whole thing and said, "Well, wouldn't this be funny?" And then, you know, they got, you know, and apparently they're popular girls, and they got you know, other people on board, and then some other people started saying, "Well, wouldn't it be funny if we did this too?" and it grew, and that's where some of the things got out of hand. And so then we had people contacting us when I made the public post yesterday saying, well, that wasn't our plan. Her nomination was a joke, but we didn't plan to do that, you know, because one of the things that we had heard and what I posted about was a plan to throw eggs at her and make a duck quacking sound at her at the parade.
All right, when's the parade?
Saturday.
All right, and this is a parade I guess the school has every year prior to this homecoming thing. And
right.
Explain the duck thing for people, because I did hear in the little bit that I got is your daughter loves ducks.
Well, she has a duck. Well, she raised a duck from a duckling. And, you know, it was her pet duck, and she loves the duck. And she had to do a bio when she was selected for the homecoming court. And so she turned in her bio, and in her bio, you know, she wrote that she loved her duck and her pet duck, and that her duck was her friend. And so someone caught wind of that, and then that's when I guess the thing where just the nomination joke wasn't enough. They decided to make it worse.
Yeah. How old's your daughter again? I'm sorry.
She's 15.
Yeah. First of all, it's tough enough to just be 15. If you're just sort of a blend-in, average, run-of-the-mill kid, not most popular, not the one everybody picks, it's tough enough to be 15. This
right.
makes it impossible to get through your teen years when things like this happen. So there's going to be a parade, and these bitches, these little high school bitches, have decided that in addition to setting her up, they're going to throw eggs at her as the parade goes by, and make duck calls. My first
right. Well, and we don't even know if the second part of the plan was even their plan.
Now
they may have set up just the first part, and somebody else came up with the second part.
The first thing I wonder is, and obviously, you're not going to let your daughter be in this parade.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but I wonder this: if she had gone ahead and taken part in the parade Saturday. I wonder how many of these cowardly little teenage bitches would actually have gone through in front of people with throwing egg. Because I think what I'm saying is I almost wish that they had gone through with it, except you don't want to expose your daughter to that kind of humiliation. But had they done it, now we have no doubt who the culprit is. We witness egg throwing and noises. You see what I'm saying? Because now what we have to do is figure out who's lying and who's telling the truth. And of course, nobody is going to step up and say, yes, my daughter was one of these little, mean, nasty girls that was responsible for this. They're all
right.
going to put it off on somebody else's kid.
And I want to be clear, because some people, you know, totally flew off the handle with this one, with the story, you know, when I broke the story on my Facebook page, and I understand that there were some people who were making some threatening gestures at some of the kids at the school. I wanted to be, you know, blatantly clear that you know, I'm not condoning any sort of violent act towards a kid at any level for any reason, because that's, you know, that's the reason that I made this public, was to stop violence against a child.
Is there a way, do you have a way to pinpoint at least one or two or three of these girls, whoever they were, that actually started all this? Is there a way to know who they are?
No, because my daughter, I asked her about it, and she said, no, it was a complete surprise to me when I got nominated. I don't know who started it.
But how did they nominate her? In an assembly?
Well, there has to be a homecoming committee that knows who
somebody
nominated
had
her.
To nominate.
Yeah, somebody has to know.
The way I understand it, it's a blind ballot.
No, that ought not to be.
Mm.
And you know what? Even if they found out that Becky Smith nominated your daughter, you know what Becky would say? Becky would say, well, my intentions were good. It got out of hand when other people jumped. You know, we're never gonna seem to be able to raise a generation of kids who stand up and say, I am a bitch. And this is my, I did this. I am mean. I'm a bully. I'm sorry. What's my punishment? They're just going to evade. And parents, by the way, are the worst. Because if you did pinpoint a couple of these girls, I can almost guarantee you that one parent would say, well, it was really the other girl that talked my daughter into it. Back and forth, laying blame on somebody else.
Well, usually the parents of bullies are bullies themselves. Usually it's a
cycle. So where are we with all of this? Look, I don't guess anything can be done if we don't even know who the responsible parties are.
Right. Well, and that's why, you know, it was suggested by my wife and myself that perhaps the whole festivity, since there is no way to corner exactly who is at fault, the whole festivity should be stopped.
See, the problem here is there are people who do know, and it's other kids. There are kids who know who these kids are. They know who started all this. They know who fueled the fire. They know. And to me, it ought to be as simple as start digging through people's Facebook pages, because, you know, that's how this thing was spread.
Right. The information we were given is that not only did she win this nomination, but it was won by a landslide. So there were a lot of people who went along with this.
Does the school know about the school obviously knows about this and knows how your daughter is and everything. Have they done anything?
Well, and that's almost the even more bizarre part about it is that no one had contacted us from the school. Now, these nominations took place last Tuesday. And so we dug and dug and dug and called and found out all that we could find out from the channels that we had. And at that point, you know, when I reached my level of frustration, when I found out that there were people at the school who knew and had not called me.
Who's the principal of this school?
I guess it's okay if I say his name because I did put it on the Facebook.
Well,
post.
Yeah, he is the principal. It's just a question. Who's the principal?
Right. His name is Tom Savage.
Well, here, Tom Savage, Mr. Savage. Here's my suggestion, Mr. Savage. Mr. Savage, you either get on a mission immediately to find out who the responsible parties are, or at least the core, or you need to resign from your job. You need to step down as principal if you can't figure out a way. I would hold an assembly. And the first thing I would do is say, I'm going to give somebody an opportunity to do something very right, to fix something that's very wrong. And I'm going to ask all of you, does anybody here have any knowledge of what happened, and are you in any way a part of it? Be a man, be a woman, be a decent human being, stand up, and let's start it there. And if one did it, maybe another one would say, yeah, me too. I was in it too. You got to start somewhere.
Right. Well, and the funny thing is the first contact we get from the school is after I make the Facebook post, and after the Facebook post blows up.
Now, how could the school officials not smell a rat here? How could they not, you know, knowing your daughter and knowing that she's been nominated, how could they not go, hey, there's something. We need to look into this before we let this go anywhere.
And we now know the person that counted the ballots thought it was kind of odd.
Yeah.
But said, well, votes are votes, and moved it along. Well, then other members of the faculty said, well, that's kind of odd. That's kind of suspicious. I mean, they had to look her up in the yearbook to see who she was, because they didn't even know, you know.
Like, she's invisible.
Your daughter being nominated, because we haven't really had any contact with her before.
Yeah, your daughter is invisible to a lot of people. But the people she is visible to, she's only visible to them as a target and somebody to pick on. And that,
well, and it's because she's not the type of person to ever wish ill on anyone. She would not, you know, she would not retaliate even if someone did something bad to her. She wouldn't retaliate for it.
What would you like to see happen now as her dad? What do you want to have happen?
The emotional part of me still wants the festivities canceled.
Well, they should be.
And I understand that there's a lot of innocent people in that situation who would suffer as well.
Okay, but here's the lesson for the guilty parties. The innocent people are going to suffer because of you. And the more that happens, the more likely people who want for whatever was planned to go on and to continue and go through, the more apt they are to point out and shut down the guilty parties. You know, if nothing happens, if the parade's not canceled, this just goes away.
Well, and that should give a reason for all the innocent people to ostracize those
they need
bullies.
To be, they
yeah.
need to
Even
be
more.
Furious.
Yes.
The people who are going to be punished, the innocent people who have to now not have a parade, should be furious at the people who caused it. That's when people step up and go, it was her.
Right.
And her and her. That's when they do it, when you start to tread on their turf. Now
right.
You're costing me my parade.
And the people contacting us on Facebook, you know, none of them seem to be worried about anything about other than, I'm sorry this happened, but please don't cancel homecoming.
No, they're not worried about anything but themselves. They don't care about what this did to your daughter. Please don't cancel homecoming. Screw them. Please don't cancel homecoming. Yeah, I'd do everything I could to get it canceled. It should be canceled. And then when right. people want to know why it's canceled, tell them.
And you know, I'm understanding enough to know that there are people who've made big plans for this and already spent money on this, because it's just, you know, it's, you know, I guess the actual homecoming itself is just, you know.
But a handful of mean-spirited, hateful girls are costing you that event. Now, don't you want to know who they are? I would.
Right. And you know, my philosophy and thought on it is in the grand scheme of things, when you grow up and you get out into the real world, some little homecoming dance that happened back in high school is just a minor blip on your radar.
Yeah, but you cannot tell kids that.
Right.
You can't. And everything's a big deal.
They can't see that because right now it's their whole world.
Right. And by the way, there are people that would say, well, this is one week in your daughter's life, and in the whole scheme of things, I disagree. This is the kind of thing that can scar a kid. I shouldn't even probably say this, but this is the kind of thing that pushes kids over that edge sometimes, because they just all of a sudden feel like, wow, I never knew how much people hated me, or I never knew that I was so disliked. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. Look, I don't know how to get this thing canceled. I hope you're able to do it. You'll make a lot of people mad. There'll be parents that'll be mad at you. Oh, now we've got to pay just because you're done. Screw
right.
it.
I mean, and there are people that have sent messages and stuff that are very clearly they're blaming us for this being a problem.
Mm. Isn't that
because
unbelievable?
We're the ones that are you know, making us think about it.
Like I said, those are the parents of the bullies.
What
that
if
are
it was their kid? I guarantee you, if it was their kid that got picked on, made fun of, humiliated, they'd be doing exactly what you're doing. We ought to try to get a hold of this guy. What's his name? Savage?
Tom Savage.
Yeah, we ought to get a hold of this guy and ask him if it's flat out, will you cancel this thing? And I think if enough parents would put the pressure on him to do it, that's the first order of business.
Well, I know, you know, the kind of call to action that we made on Facebook yesterday put his email address and the school's phone number on it. And I know when they finally did call us, which wasn't until after his email box and phone were blowing up, they called us and they called us into the school. We met with them last night at 7 o'clock.
See, I don't know why this is any different than any other crime, though. Forget the parade for a minute. Forget, will there be a parade? Will there not be a parade? I look at this as his job as principal now, the first order of business, and maybe a side effect or offshoot of all this is that they have to cancel the parade till all this gets resolved. But the first order of business is to find out if you could just get to the one or two people at the core of this, then they're going to give up other people.
And they know. I guarantee you.
Of course
the teachers
know.
And
there
their
are
principals.
Teachers,
they
there
know.
Are kids that know. His job, to me, is find out who did this. That's it. There's your mission. Go for it. And if the parade gets in the way of that, cancel the parade. All your focus should be on finding who this was and call them out and humiliate them. And here's the other thing. When you find out who these girls ought to be yanked out of school, and they can't go back till fall. They're held back a year. I mentioned that to somebody in the station earlier, and she said, well, don't you think that's kind of harsh? And my answer is no, it's not harsh at all. When you're in school, one of the most degrading things that can happen to you is to be held back. All your friends are on to the next grade or graduated, and you're stuck with the previous year's freshmen as sophomores now as you do your second run at a sophomore year. I would absolutely hold every one of these girls back a year. Say, go home, play, have a good time. We'll see you here in the fall when you start this year over again. But you're out of this school for the rest of this year. And I don't think that's too harsh at all. I'll never understand parents getting mad at a guy like you for trying to do the right thing by your daughter just so their kid can go on and be popular and have a parade and go to the dance or whatever. I don't get it. I'll never get it. You seem like I don't know how you are as calm as you are and together. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a country singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you any good at it? Do you make any money at it?
I guess I do all right. I do it for a living. It's my only job.
Yeah, good for you. But you're not a psychologist. You're not a teacher.
No,
just a country singer.
But I do, you know, I do make my living on a stage where I deal with the public and I deal with the media.
Do you have other kids?
Yes, I do.
How old are they, and boys or girls?
I have a 20-year-old stepdaughter and a 7-year-old son also.
And what's your 7-year-old son's a little young to be thrown into all this. What does your 20-year-old stepdaughter make of this? What does she think should happen?
Oh, she's furious, and she's got mama's temper, so she's been wanting to storm the school since she found out about it and you know, raise Cain, and you know, I think the best way to handle this right now is diplomatically and you know, intellectually.
I want these little bitches, these little high school teenage troublemaking, mean, hateful bitches. I want such a big deal to be made out of this, and the mission to find who they are. I want them to be sweating bullets from now till this is resolved. They should be petrified that they're going to be called out and found out.
And honestly, I never dreamed that making the post I did yesterday in absolute frustration, because I mean, I was at wit's end, and you know, I made this post, and my thought process when I first made it was, I want to know everything, and the only way I'm going to know is if I get everybody on this.
Well, we can only put it out there.
But I never dreamed that we would have the immense amount of support that we have received. It has been absolutely overwhelming, and you know, it kind of restores that faith in humanity that was stripped from me in this event.
Well, I applaud your demeanor, your ability to even talk about this without sounding like a nut. You don't sound like a nut to me. You're not an angry person. You just want the right thing done, and you'd like anybody else to find out who's behind this. And once
I want to protect my daughter, and I want my daughter to understand that it's just a small group of people who want to be mean to you. The rest of us love you.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Your daughter is about to witness more people than she could ever have imagined coming to her support. And this is going to be the good ending to this. Because your daughter, like I said, has been invisible. She's never had a lot of, she doesn't get calls from friends. She's not popular. But what's going to happen, like a lot of things in life that are so horrible, is what's great is that she's about to witness, that she's about to find out she has more friends than she ever thought she'd have, more friends than any of these little hotshot chicks at school think they have. She's going to meet and discover lots of people who love people like her, and I think it's going to light her up.
I sincerely hope so, and I believe that that's one of the good things that can come out of this situation is you know, like I said, when something like this initially happens, you lose faith in humanity as a whole.
Well, don't.
Because, I mean, immediately you do, and it's hard.
The only people who are not in your corner, Ricky, the only people not in your corner are the parents of these little monster hateful girls and the other little group of parents who are too stupid and selfish to put themselves in your shoes. Those are the only people who aren't going to be supporting you, and everybody else is going to be in your daughter's corner, and I think she's going to be fine.
We were getting ready when we made the post to walk out the door and go, you know, run some errands and do some things yesterday. And we made the post. By the time we got home, our phone had been blowing up, and there was over 600 responses to the post.
See?
And I mean, I was floored.
And what percentage of them were positive for your daughter?
I would say 95% of what we received.
Sure you share those with her. Don't just let her see the ugly part of life. Make sure
the reason being is because I want her to know that again, the group that seeks to harm her is much smaller than the group that wants to protect her.
Yeah, and that's what she's going to find out. Is there any way that you want us, is there something you want us to pass along to people in terms of how to get a hold of you? Do you want to give out an email address, a Facebook page, whatever? Do you want to do that?
Well, I mean, people can always contact me on my Facebook page. It's a publicly available page. And
what is that? Ricky?
My fan page, if you want to go there, is Ricky Lee Tanner Music. I'm at my friend limit, unfortunately, on my personal page, but it's facebook.com/RickyLeeTanner, and that's Ricky's RACKIE.
Okay. All right.
But you can subscribe to it to keep up with updates and send us messages and stuff there too. So even if we can't add you as a friend, you can still, you know, show your support there.
Do I call you Ricky or Ricky Lee?
You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for supper.
See, that's an old joke. Now, listen, I don't. This is one side of the story. I want to make this clear. I have not heard another side of the story. I don't know your daughter, and I don't know you. And I'm just going to run with, I'm going to assume that what we've heard here is just another story and another case of some kids with no conscience, no compassion, no caring or feeling for kids who aren't maybe as quite as bright or quite as pretty or quite as popular as they are. And, you know, you'd think that the girls, these girls would want to take out of the picture would be competitors, would be other cute girls, other really smart girls, bright girls, popular girls. That's who you'd want to eliminate from the picture. But now they pick the weak ones that can't compete and fight back.
Right. Well, and that's just it. It's, you know, bullies always seem to target those, who don't fight back. And I know this because, well, you know, I myself was victim of bullying when I was in high school. You know, it was a different type of bullying. It was the type of bullying where you came home with, you know, bruises and abrasions. But, you know, nevertheless, you know.
Let me tell you something. I think that kind of bullying, if you have to pick a type, I'll take that type. I'll take a bruise, a black eye, knocked down on the pavement.
Those wounds heal much quicker than the emotional scarring that's left from something like
that. Exactly. All right. I'm going to take from this that everything you've said is, I don't know another side, so we're going to run with this. And anybody who's listening, anybody who hears of this, folks, do whatever you can to get to Ricky Lee's daughter. What's your daughter's name?
I'm trying to keep her kind of out of this publicly.
That's okay.
And you know, the reason being is when this all shakes out, when this is all over, she's got to go back to being a teenager, and she's got to go back to living life as normal as possible. And if her face and her name are absolutely everywhere, it will be impossible for her. I mean, we're not 100% sure she'll ever be able to go back to that particular school again. Yeah. And, you know, we're exploring those options. Do we have to move? Or are we going to end up, you know, trying to squeeze together enough money to send her to a private school to get her away from this, or is everything going to blow over and will she be able to return?
I say stay and fight the fight. You can't let girls like this. What do? Move away from the next school and the next school. Stay and fight the fight and find out who these girls are.
I'm afraid of what could happen to her going back, and that's my biggest fear is that
I understand that
doing this will just anger them and cause them to do.
That's why this principal, the other job this principal has is to bring your daughter in and sit her down and say, let me tell you something. You don't ever have to worry about being afraid here. We're going to find out who started this. We're going to take care of it, and you never ever have to be afraid to come to school. That's his job. He needs to do that. He needs to put your daughter at ease about coming back to that school.
Right, and that's the hope. And, you know, I hope we can just move forward, and you know, she can go back to school to the acquaintances she does have. You know, I struggle to call any of them friends because with the percentage of the people that knew about this and nobody did anything to stop it.
Well, she's going to discover friends she didn't know she had. Ricky Lee, thank you for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
I don't know what to do. I don't know the answer to this. I don't have any power or clout. I'm not but I do know this. I do know what this. I say I know what she feels like. I sort of know what she feels like. And the truth is, not everybody has been bullied. There are people who make it through school and they never get picked on, physically or mentally. They just make it through. I don't know why it is that some people are able to escape. Maybe they blend in. Maybe they're just so average that there's nothing to be jealous of or pick on. Maybe that's it.
But unfortunately, people don't normally get punished until something really awful happens.
Exactly. And that's why these, and I'll refer to them again as these little bitches, and if anybody's offended by that, just don't listen anymore. These little bitches need to be seriously punished publicly. Everybody needs to know who they are and that they were held back a year. And I don't think being held back a year is the end of the world. It's 1 year's difference in when they graduate, but it'll send a very, very powerful message. No, none of this 2 week suspension crap, but that's not even a slap on the wrist. So we'll see. We'll see how this all shakes out. Now we're way behind. I got to get caught up here. Window World Windows. Don't know as much about them as the people who have them. And I say that meaning I'm not going to lie to you. I've worked in the building here with people who lied and said they used products they didn't use, and it infuriates me. And these guys know a couple of people I'm talking about. You know, we had a weight loss product on the air here for years. It was a complete scam. It was an absolute scam. And there were people in the building that went on the air and said, I lost 18 pounds. And I knew for a fact they gained weight while they were taking it. And I approached one of them in the hall and I said, how can you do that? And he said, because they pay good money. They pay good money. So I could tell you I have window world windows in my house, but I don't. And then if your question is, well, why don't you? And you're selling them because I don't need them. I have very expensive windows in my house that were put in by the people who built the house. I think they're meant to last like 300 years or something. They're unbelievable. They're very expensive. If I needed windows, I'd go to Window World, and I'd go to them because it's a good window, because they support the show. And if they supported the show and weren't a good window, well, guess what? They wouldn't even be supporting the show, because we don't like to speak for services or products that are crappy. We like to speak for services or products that will give you your money's worth, and Window World will do that. So as we get into the colder weather, who's turned their heat on already?
Not yet.
Oh, come on.
I'm holding out.
How could you not do that? How could you stand it?
It was only like 68 inside. It was not too bad.
It got down about 63 in our bedroom. Because it's all glass on one side, a lot of windows in that. Yeah, it's a big decorative window. I had the heat kick on at 67. I had it set, and it kicked on, which tells me it was below 67. So we're at that time of year. The cold air is going to try to get in. Your heat's going to try to escape. You can shut that down with good, solid windows from Window World. $189. The original $189, guys. Window World, stlouis.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. You know, I love that interview. That was a great interview. And as soon as I go to NBCNews.com, I see in Michigan the same exact thing happened to a 16-year-old girl who was praying for homecoming.
Really?
It was the same thing. Yeah. I thought it, as soon as I saw it on NBCNews.com, I thought, wow, this is what they're
and you know what?
About.
Some of this stuff is copycat stuff. Who are these who are these little numbskull kids that see another kid tormented in another part of the country and go, hey, let's do that here? I don't get it, Frank.
The one in Michigan isn't quite as humiliating as this one. This one's kind of special, but boy, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well. All right. As far as the highways goes, we're just a little bit heavy now on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Not really much going on now. Starting to build the volume on westbound 64 between Hampton and McCausland. Looking a little slow on westbound 70 as you approach the Blanchett Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, they've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the generation that survived the 60s, the British invasion, Woodstock, Vietnam, the civil rights struggle, sent 24 human beings to explore the moon, endured Watergate, and even worse, disco. The baby boomers.
Far out, man.
And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2012 KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, coming up this fall at the Ameristar Casino Resort Spa in St. Charles. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2012 Baby Boomer Expo.
Talking about my generation.
From the Big 550.
Farm out, right arm.
KTRS.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 6,000 off Rogues, 8,000 off Muranos, 8,500 off Quests, 9,000 off Maximas, 11,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima for just $99 a month. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to WestCountyNissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. And we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
A lot of people called and said they got in on the tail end of that conversation and they didn't really understand what had happened. In a nutshell, here's what happened. You got a bunch of mean, nasty, little popular girls at a high school who decide to nominate a mentally challenged, not popular girl who never did anything to anybody to set her up to humiliate and embarrass her. And at the homecoming parade, they had intended on throwing eggs at her and making duck noises because she loved ducks and has a pet duck. Wow, wouldn't you feel good about yourself if you did that? So that really is what it is. Another case of some kids who, for whatever reason, get a big kick out of humiliating and degrading a little girl who did nothing to them and possibly scar her for the rest of her life. This is Debbie. We don't have a lot of time, but we'll take Debbie's call quickly. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you, Frank?
Good, I'm fine.
well, no, you're not fine. You're as incensed as I am. And you would get a lot of phone calls saying the same thing I am.
I agree
These
with you.
These bottom feeders think that they're high and mighty in their little pool there. But the minute they step out of that school, they're going to be the ones on the bottom. It'll be the freshmen in college if they can make it.
And you know what's interesting?
And if they don't, they're going to be working at McDonald's flipping burgers or behind a bar the rest of their lives.
And what you say is so true. But when you're in high school, you can't imagine that the captain of the basketball team is one day going to be pumping a gas somewhere or flipping.
Yeah,
but they do.
You're right.
Because
but
they think they are entitled somehow when they get out.
I'd like to know what school that was.
Where's Pacific High School, Dan?
Pacific, Missouri.
Pacific, Missouri. Yeah.
I guarantee you this on my eyes. I guarantee you this. My granddaughter is a senior graduating this year from Fort Zumwalt West. This child, if she got any kind of a whiff of this, she'd be the first one to start going into the principal's office and raising hell and saying, this is what's happening. Because my granddaughter has compassion and empathy, and she can't wait to get out of high school. Because they're all such phony, baloney people.
Debbie, I got to run. But thank you. Thank you for
You're
the
welcome.
Call. Yeah. One quick thing. If enough students would go in the principal's office, good students, decent students, and say, we're not going to school till we nail who these kids are. I'm telling you, there are things that can happen that can make them weed out who these people are. Ballast Dental Care has sedation dentistry, and they asked me to mention that from time to time because apparently there are people out there who won't go to a dentist unless the dentist is licensed to practice sedation dentistry. Well, I know why you hold back till you hear that, because you think you're convinced you need sedation dentistry, and maybe you do. And the reason you think that is you are so scared and so petrified because you had such a painful experience at some dentist that you're not going to go back unless they just knock you goofy. If you need to be knocked goofy, they can do it as well as anybody, but it just may not be necessary. If it is, they'll do it. Ballast Dental Care. Been going there 39 years. Just had an appointment last week, and boy, my teeth clean. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.